idea behind the contest is that we wanted the public to help us create videos that answered some of the most common questions we get about government benefits and services. We figured asking the public was a great way because they're the ones who actually have these questions and could provide the answers.
So what were the criteria for the filmmakers themselves?
We asked the filmmakers to keep the videos short. They had to be between 30 and 90 seconds because we know people don't have huge attention spans when they're watching videos online. The videos also had to be based off of information that was found in our FAQ database, which is available at answers.usa.gov. So we provided a URL with some basic text information, and then it was up to them to take the creative element and kind of run with it and make it into a fun, educational, and informative video.
How many entries did you get, and were you surprised at the response?
We got about 50 entries, and they ran the gamut of really creative, educational, with people talking, or screen animation where people were showing different screen captures. I was really surprised to see just how creative some of the entries were.
Did you get entries from both amateurs and pros?
You know, I'm not sure if any of ours were actually professionals. We can't tell based on the submissions if you were a professional or an amateur, but the quality of the videos, they could have been for sure professional filmmakers.
I'd like to see Martin Scorsese attack some of these government videos sometime. That might be interesting. Well, how did you judge them? Who looked at them, and how did you come up with the winners?
Sure. We had a panel of judges internally that work every day answering questions from the public, so they're very familiar with the information. And so we had them judge the videos first, obviously, for accuracy. We want the videos to be able to help the public, so we had to make sure that everything in the videos were correct. And then they looked at things like entertainment value. You know, would people enjoy watching the video? Would they make it all the way through to the end to get their answer? And we came up with five really great videos that we're very happy with.
We're talking with Jessica Milicic, the social media strategist at GSA. So can you give us a little bit of information about at least one of the videos, just sort of a for instance, so folks will know what to look for?
Sure. One of the videos that we got was dealing with the question of how do you change your address with all the different government agencies when you move. And our winning video for that category was a really kind of fun take. It showed two little kids getting in a fake fight with their parents and saying, we're moving out, moving to the treehouse in the backyard, and then setting up a fake address at the treehouse and, like, registering it with the postal service and all the other agencies that they would need to change their address. And it was just a really fun way to show how easy it is to, you know, change your address once. And it was just a nice creative take on it.
So was that the winner?
That was the winner. That was the winner in the how you change your address when you move category. Our contest had five different categories, and that was one of our winners.
All right, so what is another question that's common from the public that was answered by one of the top five videos?
Sure. Another common question we get is how do you apply for government grants or loans? And we had a really great video in that category that explained all the places that you can go. There are lots of different websites, whether it's benefits.gov or if you're going and looking for disability benefits or veterans benefits. And they just took a creative approach of people walking down the sidewalk and having snippets of conversation with each other. And it was a fast-paced video. They got through all the different websites. And, again, it was a totally different take than the moving one, but it got the information across quickly and clearly, and that was our winner in that category.
So what happens to these videos now? What will GSA do with them?
Well, right now all the videos are available to be watched at faq.challenge.gov, but we're actually hoping to take the videos and embed them in our FAQ database so that when people come with a question, they'll be able to read the text of the answer, but if they prefer to get their answer via video, they can also watch the video on that same page.
Do the winners get prizes? Is this one of those challenge grants type of things?
Yes, each of our winners received a $1,000 prize.
Okay, not too bad. No paid expenses trip to Washington to meet Martha Johnson or anything like that, though, huh?
Nope, nothing like that for this contest. It was a nice cash prize, which seemed to be a good incentive and brought lots of people in.
So what plans do you have to grow or expand the contest in the future?
Well, we had a ton of success with this contest, and while we at USA.gov don't have concrete plans right now for another challenge in the works, GSA is committed to doing more challenges in the new year, and you can definitely expect to see lots of new opportunities for challenges coming in 2012.
And by the way, we did mention YouTube at the beginning of this interview. Will they, in fact, be posted on YouTube?
We let the video creators decide where they were posting their videos. So some posted through YouTube, some posted through other sites. I believe at some point we are planning to upload these to the USA.gov YouTube channel as well.